Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston is paying tribute to one of its most notable civic leaders. Funeral services are planned in Mattapan this morning for businessman and longtime civil rights activist Kenneth Guscott. WBUR's Dolores Handy has this remembrance.
Ken Guscott's activism in civil rights, in part, can be traced back to World War II. He'd enlisted in the Army as a pre-aviation cadet and was traveling by train to Mississippi.
And I'd never been south in my life, and we got to Washington. The man, conductor, told me I had to leave and go up in the front coach. And I said, for what? I like it here. So he called the MPs, two MPs came, and they were going to put me in the military brig. And I was so distraught, I was almost in tears. I was 17 years old. And just about every black guy I knew who came from here and went down south had the same experience.
In this 2013 interview, Guscott recalled that war and being sent to Australia.
We got one day out of Sydney, and they wouldn't let us land because Australian law said Caucasians only. And here the Japanese coming to take over the damn country. They wouldn't let us land. They sent us over to New Guinea in the jungles. That's where we went. I said, boy, when this war is over, we're going to come back here and change this crap.
Guscott followed through on his vow to change things. After his time in the Army and the Merchant Marines, he came back to Boston and was accepted to a nuclear engineering education program at General Dynamics. Within 2 years, he was the company's chief nuclear engineer. He was also active in the Boston NAACP. He called for General Dynamics management to hire more people of color.
I went to them and I said, we don't have enough black people in the shipyard here working on these ships. Can you help us? I said, sure. We set up a program with the NAACP and asked them to help us recruit black people. And we got some black people in there. We set up a training school, welders and burners in the school, ship fitters.
Guscott served as president of the Boston NAACP during the height of the civil rights movement, tackling the issues of education and housing. He quit his job at General Dynamics, and he and his brothers became real estate developers, providing affordable housing and construction jobs for out-of-work city residents. Guscott's daughter, Lisa, says the company allowed his father to address the problem faced by many black residents, resistance that he'd encountered when trying to rent an apartment in Boston decades earlier.
There was this resistance to this man that is just served his country, coming back home, and the community that he loved did not want him. So the end of the story and the punchline is, now I own the whole damn block.
One of Guscott's biggest projects was construction of a downtown building that's now the home of State Street Financial. Lisa Guscott recalls that when it was completed in 2003, One Lincoln was the largest office tower in the country, financed and developed by minority investors.
He was told, you can't build that building here. It's too expensive. It was done. It was on time, under budget. It was built 300 and something million. The first time it sold, it was 700 million, and now it's valued at a billion.
One Lincoln was the first downtown office building developed through Boston's Linkage Program, which required investment participation by city-designated nonprofit groups. One of them was the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts. Urban League Executive Director Darnell Williams says the organization made hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And so that was a very, very huge thing. And it really becomes the standard bearer from my standpoint of view. In terms of when you're doing business, you can do good and you can do well at the same time.
In the weeks before his death, Guscott unveiled a new project, a 25-story residential and office tower, the first high-rise tower in Roxbury's Dudley Square. His daughter, who now runs the development company, says that project is moving forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.